W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH.
The WTH podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey. Kareem Daniels. And Nate Darling. From the Darling New Media Studios,
this is the WTH Podcast.
Hello and welcome into another episode of the WTH Podcast. We're back. Sorry, we had to take a little bit of time away. Sometimes things come up that are more important than a podcast. I know it's weird to think.
Yes.
Sometimes life happens and you gots to do what you gots to do. And that's what we did. So we're back now. Going to have some short shows for you the next couple weeks because we're recording them all in one wabang. I'm not sure if we're on Facebook right now or not. We should be. But hey, what you going to do?
What you going to do when the Hulkster comes for you?
Clear my throat is what I'm going to do. Oh, my friend Matt in Tampa has a ticket for tonight's Lightning game.
Ooh,
oh, but shit. The game already started.
Damn.
So, oh, well. Oh, sorry. Well. Missed out. Hey, good times, everybody. go back here and see if we can see us on Facebook. That's exciting pod. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're just going to do a show.
Just do it. We'll do it live.
We're just going to do a show. Coming up on this show, we've got some news from Florida, plus a follow-up on a Wisconsin story. No. It's not a follow-up. Sorry.
I get it. We're doing it.
All right. You know, this is very disconcerting to all of us. The holidays are a very stressful time.
It's crazy.
Very stressful time.
Shit gets crazy, man.
Yeah.
My favorite, least favorite time of the year.
Oh, that's too bad, man.
It's absolutely nuts. So, Kareem, how was your week?
Or
time away? You went to North Carolina.
I went to North Carolina, which was a bittersweet experience. Went to North Carolina for Thanksgiving, which was good. We had probably about 100 people show up for Thanksgiving dinner.
Damn. That must have been a big turkey.
It was a lot of different things. the line for food was ridiculous.
I bet.
So I got to see a lot of my relatives I haven't seen, and it was good to have everybody in the same place with not too much craziness. We did like a family talent show. Lip sync battle, something like that. Because it was a little bit of both of those. But then one of my dads died the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. So I ended up spending an extra week for the funeral. So that was, again, it was good to catch up with family. We got to do a lot of things around the house for my mom that needed to be done. And, you know, it's... He was a interesting person. So he was a bit of an asshole, but you still loved him. Like, he's a dude that would ask you for money and then look at it and be like, that's all it? You gave me?
we all know those guys.
But, you know, and then he made us, like, my work ethic. I mean, I have to trace my work ethic back to him.
Right.
Because he made us work.
Yeah, so you give him the money.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, man. That dude, I think that dude ran probably off of like 3 hours of sleep a night.
Damn.
Because we would have to get up and be out in the field, or when he worked in, he said Logwood. When he had to do that, he would have to be up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. He would come home, take a nap between 6 and 9, and then he would go out and go fishing until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Damn.
And catch like 100 fish in a night and then get up and go back to work in the morning. So
you had a lot of fish?
So he had a lot of fish. Look, if you had fish in my little town, it probably came from him. For real. Like, if you ate fish, I'm almost certain that there's not a person in town that had fish that did not come from him. So, yeah. So that was that, and, you know, getting back in the swing of things. Got some sleep. Finally, this week, I didn't sleep too well back there. I had two good nights of sleep, and the last one was my night before I came home. So I love my folks, but I'm ready to be back in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jason, what about you?
It's just been crazy, man. Just had that, like, we had this dishwasher issue that happened. Mm-hmm. Finally got installed this last week. But when they installed it, like, these two guys started installing it, but they didn't have the insulation in it. So I told them, I was like, hey, you guys gonna put the insulation in? And they're like, look at me like, what? Like, it's supposed to be insulation, you know, there for protected from the heat and the moisture and stuff. And they're like, oh. And they went and got it and put it on. And then they pushed it in, and I came over to take the time you come over to take a look at it. They'd put the handle on upside down so you could see the screws. And it's like, that's not, first of all, hey, you guys do this on a daily basis. You know that that's not the way that it goes. You did it because that's the easiest way to do it.
Yeah.
And you didn't want to. So there's that. And
then, I got a call from Jason while I was gone about the dishwasher situation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When they installed the dishwasher, did I talk about that?
Oh, yeah.
I talked about that shit. So, yeah. So then the other thing is that's two strikes, right? Third strike was when I came over there, like, they had installed it. This is one of the dishwashers that has the display on the very top of it, but it's supposed to be flush. So you start it by having it open so you can see the panel, and then you press what you have, and then you have 5 seconds, it even counts down for you to put it back, and then it starts. Well, these guys thought that you should be able to see it, so it was sticking out from the counter, and the bands that were designed to hold the washer in place were curled up around on top of, like, going up the counter, so you could catch your skin and anything else on it and break it, or, you know, scratch yourself or cut yourself, because it's sheet metal, essentially, you know, banding. So I was like, hey guys, this is supposed to be flush. Like, they installed this once, so you don't tell me that it doesn't do this. They installed it once, and then they had to take it back because it was defective.
Yeah.
So it goes flush all the way back, and the guys are like, first of all, they start talking to one another in Spanish, and I didn't necessarily know what they're saying. And they might have said Jota as they were leaving. but I just had to keep on top of them, and it sucked because I don't like being a jerk, but at the same time, like, this is the second time it had happened. And the last time, like, I now have, like, a water claim because of that bullshit.
Right.
So I want to make sure it gets done right. It's not even the same company. Fucking bullshit. And then as I'm driving back, I get a call from my wife saying that I need to go pick up one of the kids because daycare, even though we'd been to the doctors a week before that and been to the doctors a month and a half before that, were telling us that the kid had, that one of our kids, Alma, the baby, has hand, foot, mouth. And I was like, no, she doesn't. That's a eczema that the doctor already knows about, and we told you about it when we were told that.
Right.
But instead, so not only did I have to miss, like, work starting at, like, 10, you know, because I had to be back to go do the dishwasher.
Right.
Now I got a call and I have to go pick up my daughter. So, like, I'm not going to get any work. So I only got, like, 3 hours of work. Just fucking bullshit, dude. Just bullshit, man. And that's not even my.
No, it's not a grievance.
That's the way my week's been. And it's just that was on Wednesday, and it was absolutely just a shitty fucking day.
Yeah.
You know, we're just like, so, you know, dealing with kids, stuff like that. Luckily, I have an amazing wife and everything's great. And my buddy Alex got me this coffee grinder. Dude, this shit is fucking dope. It's it's a hand turn one, so it can be difficult, but it has, like, every setting you could have, from Turkish coffee ground, which is really fine ground, to, like, you know, really, you know, big ground for, like, French press and stuff like that.
Right.
It's fucking awesome, dude.
Nice.
I've had, like, 4 pots of Bialetti, like, which is like espresso, in the last 24 hours. So, anyway, that's how my week's been going.
Starting to show. things around Darling New Media been busy. We're gearing up, getting more and more interest. People planning podcasts for 2020.
Damn,
very exciting. So, fingers crossed for a very successful 2020. I'm going to stay positive.
Hey, listen. In retrospect, you know, it'll all be hindsight.
I can't argue with that because it makes no sense.
Hey, and the new 3D camera came in while I was gone.
There you go. There you go.
Hindsight's 20/20. That's what the joke was.
I see.
So you know that was real funny because I had to explain it.
Yep. That's how you know. A bloody fist fight between two drunken Wisconsin men was triggered by an argument over the TV comedy How I Met Your Mother.
What? Mm.
Right, that show's been off the air for what, 3 years now? Police say the brawlers attended the Green Bay Packers game and drove to a bar afterwards where they continued alcohol consumption that they started at the game. After returning to their SUV, the duo got into an argument and began trading blows. They eventually exited the vehicle and began trying to flag down passing cars, which brought them to the attention of the Rock County Sheriff's Office. Upon approaching the duo around 12:45 a.m., on a Monday, the deputy encountered driver Alan Hutchko's 33, who appeared extremely intoxicated and struggled to keep his balance. Now, he had difficulty answering the cop's questions. He had abrasions on his face. One eye was swollen, nearly shut, and his shirt and pants were covered in blood. Now, he claimed that his pal Brian Haywood became a little feisty. That's a quote. Haywood, who also appeared drunk and had a fresh bruise on his neck, explained to police that the men began arguing about the CBS sitcom How I Met Your Mother while they were driving. The dispute turned violent when Hutchka began hitting him. Haywood said that he threw punches back at him before the car stopped and the fight continued outside the vehicle. Claiming that he tried to be a peacekeeper, Haywood said that he was forced to strike Hutchka in the face several times in self-defense when his friend persisted in trying to fight him. That's the worst, when your friend won't stop fighting you and you have to keep hitting them.
Yeah, that's it's classic.
Why do you make me hit you?
Now I want to know what part of How I Met Your Mother they were fighting about.
Yeah, that's what I need to know. Like, what was it about?
You know, they don't really say. Hutchko, who reportedly admitted to driving his car before being approached by police, was arrested for operating a vehicle while intoxicated.
Oh, man.
Since a record check revealed that his rap sheet included three drunk driving convictions, latest was up to felony.
Yeah.
He was charged with a pair of bail jumping charges, too, for allegedly violating terms of his release in the two pending misdemeanor criminal cases. He made it out of jail the next day on $3,000 bond. A judge ordered him to maintain absolute sobriety. That's in quotes. You familiar with absolute sobriety, Jason?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if they were fighting over who was Barney and who's Ted.
He's barred him from operating any motor vehicles as well. So that's
good. He shouldn't be on the streets,
right? That's a pretty standard thing. That's that.
Florida,
ooh,
land Florida of enchantment and crazy. This is Florida Corner.
Headline: season's beatings, woman attacked boyfriend with artificial Christmas tree.
Season's beatings.
Mm-hmm, that's what it says. A Florida woman took apart her family's artificial Christmas tree and proceeded to strike her longtime boyfriend with three sections of the fake fur. That's according to police. Responding to a call about a disturbance at the Clearwater property, cops made a forced entry into the home where Crystal Graham, who's 38, and the victim share with two children. Mm. Upon entering the residence around 7 a.m., Graham and the victim were actively engaged in a physical altercation at 7 a.m.
Was it a green tree or one of those silver trees?
Unclear. During a police interview, Graham said the couple began arguing due to the victim setting the TV volume on too high while she was sleeping.
Wow, that sounds about right.
Yep.
She reportedly admitted that she took apart the artificial Christmas tree, threw three sections of the tree at the 38-year-old victim.
She at least take the ornaments off?
No. Graham's two children, ages 8 and 2, were present during the confrontation. Graham said the victim and the victim have been in a relationship for 8 years and have a child in common. Not two, a child in common.
8 year old was like, damn it, Mom, you fucked up Christmas.
Charged with domestic battery, Graham was booked into the Pinellas County Jail on misdemeanor count, released from custody on her own recognizance. So, she's out.
They've had that Christmas tree since 1973.
Most likely.
So,
before they were born.
Also in Florida, an argument about impeachment hearings targeting Donald Trump turned violent when a man allegedly shoved his 60-year-old girlfriend to the ground in the Florida couple's residence. That's not okay. No. According to police report, Ernest Ford, who's 62, and his girlfriend of 7 years became engaged in a verbal dispute about the impeachment hearings around 7:45 p.m. Court records do not further describe the nature of the pair's argument over the ongoing congressional inquiry. The victim told cops that Ford retreated to the back bedroom of the shared residence and continued the argument. When the woman made her way to the rear of the Sarasota home to confront the defendant, that's when it became physical. Ford, who's 5'10 and 272 pounds, grabbed the victim allegedly by the shoulders and pushed her to the ground. She got a scrape on her right knee. He was arrested at the couple's residence at the 55 years and older mobile home community.
Oh, 55 years and older. That's a
mobile home community.
Right, no, those are good mobile home communities to get to.
Yep. So that's what happened in Florida. Lots of anger. Lots of anger over the holidays.
That's what happens.
It's a rough time.
Brings it out in you.
Sure. If you'd like to give a gift for the holidays, please go through our Shop Amazon tab at the top of WTHpod.com. It'll make everybody feel better and, you know, maybe soothe the savage angry beast.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. By the way, the other thing, if you're having an argument about something, don't follow the person to the back of the residence.
No.
I'm not blaming the lady for getting assaulted. I'm just saying it might have been a better play. It might have been a better play to not follow.
Yeah. If you're trying to avoid an argument with somebody, it's best not to follow them around. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you should probably like avoid, like, you know what I mean? If somebody's separating themselves.
Don't provoke them.
Yeah. Don't keep moving. Like, yeah, I don't want to say not to provoke him because that guy shouldn't have gotten physical,
you
right?
You don't know if she put him in the corner and he couldn't move.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Nobody puts Jason in the corner.
I've seen it happen.
You saw me get put in the corner?
I've seen it happen. Oh. I've seen you get put in the corner. And the only way you can get out is to go through?
I go between the legs usually.
Oh, going five hole? Yeah. Jason going five hole.
Get your dick off the beach.
Oh. Yep, gotta get my dick off the beach.
Meanwhile, we have a follow up from you remember back a couple months ago, a Pennsylvania woman was I believe arrested for relieving herself on a potato bin at the Walmart.
Yes,
yes,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
She got a slap on the wrist for drunken idiocy. In a plea agreement, Grace Brown copped last month to three minor criminal offenses in connection with her late July antics. So it was more than a couple months ago. In the produce section of the Walmart Supercenter near her Pittsburgh home, as part of the deal, prosecutors dropped the misdemeanor open lewdness charge against the 20-year-old.
Good.
But she has... she has pled guilty to public drunkenness, criminal mischief, and disorderly conduct. All summary offenses, she was ordered to pay more than $600 in fines, court costs, and restitution to Walmart. So
that's what made her eat all the potatoes.
They taste funny. I don't know what's going on.
Just rinse them and scrub them. You'll be fine.
Rinse and scrub. Rinse and scrub. All right. yeah, get out of here. All right. Like I said, we're doing shorter shows, so this one's actually going to be our longest one.
Oh, shit.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
All right, so we have... Oh, well. How small town is this news? I just clicked on the link, and the page is not found.
Oh, that's how small town it is.
Yep. Nice job, WCAX. Three... page not found.
Oh yeah, what's up with that shit?
Disappeared on me too.
Yeah, because it doesn't exist.
It was a follow up.
They're allowing snowmobiles on the main street in Newport, Vermont.
They're now going because they were fighting about it.
No. The ATVs are different than the snowmobiles.
Oh, that's
Jason.
Right. Now snowmobiles. I see.
Snowmobiles.
I thought that was just natural that they'd be allowed there.
You don't know, not necessarily. I mean, city streets are a little different than the country roads.
Right.
And there are snowmobile trails that don't normally go on the road. You cross roads, but you don't normally ride them on the roads.
Yes.
For a variety of reasons, because the tracks tear up the streets if there's not enough snow on them.
Right.
But yeah, that's it. So nice job, small town news. So small town that the link disappeared. So that's going to do it for this episode of the WTH podcast. Thank you for joining us. Have yourself a great one. We'll be back with another episode very soon. If you're watching on Facebook, I don't know if we're even on Facebook.
Who knows?
Yeah, my computer is being a bit of a bee.
B word?
Yep, being a B word.
Being a bully?
Being a B word. Biatch.
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 Broken?
Yeah, apparently. No Wi-Fi networks, it said. So, we'll see. Hmm. Anywho, that's it. We'll see you next time. Have a great one. And don't be an asshole.
Don't be an asshole.
Bye. Don't be an asshole.
Bye.